Welcome to the Avengers Podcast, where we assemble weekly to binge the MCU and all things nerd, old and new. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Avengers Podcast. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S Podcast. Give us a like, a comment, let us know what you think of the show. You can also find us on all major podcast platforms of choice. And if you want to support the show, you can find us on patreon.com/Avengers Podcast. We have exclusive content only available on the Patreon, and we greatly appreciate your support. If you also want to support the show, consider giving a 5-star rating on your podcast platform of choice. I promise you it goes a long way with us getting eyes and ears on the show, and we greatly appreciate your support. But I'm just one of your hosts. I am joined by my two hosts this week. Emmy, how are you doing?
I'm feeling crass.
Crass, nice. Clinton.
Yeah, I was called crass.
Before the show started, too. Clinton, glad to have you back. How are you, sir?
You know what? I'm feeling supreme for two reasons.
Ooh, okay. Oh,
This episode.
For what you had for dinner?
And I ate a Supreme taco for dinner.
Taco Supremes are really good.
Yes, and Supremes bring consequences on both sides. In the show, they brought some consequences, and with my body eating Taco Bell,
we might have had
a great way to start the episode. Just right there with I'm assuming that you
right there, guys. We might have had a
defecated
15 minute delay
in your pants.
Clinton shit himself before we started recording, but we are okay now, guys. Guys, also want to thank our new patrons. We got 3 new patrons this week: Nick Bischoff, Chantal Ashford, and Austin Wolford. I want to thank you 3. Appreciate your support. You guys are awesome. Really, really
good. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, for real. Thank you.
It means more than you know.
It really does. So thank you all, and thank you to you for listening to this podcast. So guys, What If episode 4, just a quick little, hey, spoilers and speculation for What If episode 4. If you have not watched What If episode 4 and you do not want it spoiled, turn this podcast off now, because we are going to dive deep right away. We're not going to hesitate. And I'm just really, really excited to review this one, because there was a lot in it. There was a whole lot in it. So guys, I just want to go with first thoughts. Clinton, people have not heard from you in a couple weeks. I want to get to you first, sir. What was your thoughts on What If episode 4, Doctor Strange? And first, before we even get to thoughts, what was the title of this? It was What If Doctor Strange
lost
his heart instead of his hands? Sorry. So what were your thoughts, Clint?
This might be a little controversial. This was my favorite episode of the series so far.
Wow. That's not controversial at all, but I'm curious to hear why.
I feel like some people will disagree with me quite a bit, but this one really gave me what I wanted out of a What If episode. And the animation, I think the type of animation they used worked really well for this episode because of the sorcerer's battle and all the monsters we got to see. It just felt otherworldly. It felt like I was somewhere else for a What If episode. It felt like it wasn't just displacing characters into new scenarios. You know what I mean?
I love
like
that.
This felt otherworldly to me. So that stood out to me a lot. I don't know. This episode was, I want to watch it again, because I feel like there's still some details I missed. But, and we got parallels of like, I watched the movie, the Doctor Strange movie last night to prepare for this because I had some time, and it was really cool to watch this after that. However, this episode really just is like, oh, here's the movie in 5 seconds. They just do a montage run through of what happens in the movie. But there are a lot of parallels that, especially in, what's the word?
Dormammu.
No, the
Sanctum Sanctorum.
Dialogue. There's a lot of comparisons. you were so close.
Oh, I'm sorry. A word in actual English.
Price is right.
There was a lot of comparisons they used from the dialogue of the movie, but watching the movie and then this really was a good refresher for this as well. So I really enjoyed it.
Emmy, I got to throw it to you. What were your thoughts on this episode?
I would say this was my second favorite episode because of the reasons that Clinton just laid out.
Right.
And because of Clinton's genius idea, I also watched Doctor Strange last night. And I do think that it really helped. And I liked the story a lot more because I had that reference point.
Yep.
And so, yeah, I thought it was really cool.
If I had more time, I would do this every week.
Yeah.
But my job does not allow me. So, but it was a good idea. I think
for T'Challa,
well, for this,
if T'Challa was a Star-Lord, would you watch Black Panther and Guardians of the Galaxy? How would you do that?
Good call. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, kind of to do justice to both, you would kind of have to do both.
I think I would have to do Guardians, though, because it's more of a Guardian story.
Yeah.
Like if you had to pick.
But you didn't know that when it was announced. We didn't know what this was specifically.
Yeah, that's true.
A very good point. Sorry, go for it, man.
You said this was your second. I'm assuming the T'Challa one was your first.
Yeah, that one was just, I mean, that one was cool. I loved the Easter eggs, the shocks and surprises. Like, it was neat.
That would be my second one. That one was fun, like you said, in the, it was very fast. This one got dark.
Oh, God.
Dark. And maybe that's why I like that one better, too. That one was almost fun, and this one was, yikes.
Especially with Strange Supreme, it felt like he looked like and felt like a Disney villain to me.
I thought he looked like Jafar at one point. I even made a note of it. I was like, he looks like Jafar here. Just a quick, you know, I agree with both of you. I don't think it's controversial to say at all, because this one was a really wonderful episode for the complete flip side of why T'Challa, if he was a Star-Lord, you know, was. I was emotionally hurting during this one multiple times, and if a show or a movie or whatever can bring you that, it's going to do something. It's going to, you know, it's going to bring about an emotion which in turn makes me enjoy something more. And so, yeah, I will say this, guys, I'm conflicted. I felt more in this episode than I felt in any episodes previously, so you might say that makes it my favorite because of the emotion and the weight I felt. But also, I had a really fun time watching T'Challa as a Star-Lord and kind of that completely different take. I'm kind of conflicted, but I do know this is, if we're putting like tiers, this is top tier What If. You know, this was really good.
This was different from the other ones, though. Mm-hmm. He wasn't just placed in a scenario where he was another character. He was the same character. This was his same story if it went a different direction. It didn't feel, you know, how T'Challa became Star-Lord. The Avengers didn't assemble, and we had Hank Pym become Yellow Jacket.
Correct.
This was still just Doctor Strange.
Yeah. And it takes a little bit out of it, though. A little bit of the weight comes out of it, because they keep saying, like, this Christine's death had to happen in order for you to defeat Dormammu. But we know that's not true. He could have just lost his hands, and the same thing would have happened.
But in this
universe, I think some of the weight's taken away from it.
I've always thought in this universe, it has to go this way.
In this universe, it was the event that had to happen.
Yeah.
But like, it could have still been his hands.
Yeah. That was just my justification.
But if you think about it, he, even in the beginning, wasn't as arrogant in this at the beginning as he is in the movie. He was still, I mean, yes, he was still confident, but he wasn't rude to Christine like he was in the movie. Like, he was all about Christine in this. In the regular universe, he was all about himself more. This one, he was taking her on this speaking event, which is from the movie, which she actually said yes in this, versus in the movie she doesn't. But this one centered about how he cares for her. So his character was a little different here. So maybe this
is a good, that's a,
if his hands were destroyed in this universe, I don't know if he would have sought out the Mystic Arts.
Good point there, Clinton. Good point.
That makes a whole lot of sense, because in this universe, he has Christine. And so if he lost his hands, Christine would be helping him. But in the movie universe, he was an ass to Christine. And so he doesn't have that support from her. That does make sense.
Yeah. And the montage, it's fun. That was just my take on it. So the montage part of it, it fast forwards. Like, I didn't expect this, because I was like, yeah, I'm going to prepare for this. And then it's going to, and then just fast forwards through pretty much the whole movie that we've seen. And one of my standout parts that I kind of wanted to see here, that, you know, where he says, teach me, I think it's Kamertage. Am I pronouncing that correct? And he's in front of the Ancient One.
Yes.
He's like, teach me. And he's vulnerable and he looks rough. We didn't see that here. He's like clean cut all the way through this. He's the sorcerer. He goes back in time. He used the Eye of Agamotto. Here, we didn't get any vulnerability. We didn't get scruffy, bushy-bearded Steven where he needed to shave. So,
Speaking of Doctor Strange shaving, what's really important is shaving. So support for the Avengers is brought to you by Manscaped, who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming champions of the world. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, and Manscaped just launched their fourth-generation trimmer. This is like the Mark IV, guys, the Lawnmower 4.0. You heard that right, the 4.0. Join over 2 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with the exclusive offer for you, 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code Avengers. That is one word, ladies and gentlemen, A-V-I-N-G-E-R-S, Avengers at manscaped.com.
I have to say that getting this in the mail, seeing the beautiful packaging, this is a quality product. You can feel it just holding it. It is wireless, so you can charge it and then just put it in your shower so that you can use it. It does not pull. And there is a light on it so that you can see exactly what you're doing down there. And I know I don't have balls, so my balls aren't going to thank me. But I do have some hairy bits that needed a little lawn mowing, and so it works.
Emmy loves a beautiful package. This is not the first time she's loved a beautiful package.
That's very true.
I was also impressed with this product, Emmy. I know that you are not supposed to use the same trimmers for your face as you do your nether regions.
Don't do it.
And Manscaped solves that. So like Emmy said, very smooth shave. I've used it. It works amazing. The LED light actually comes in handy. So you can see all the little details down there, get every little hair. But this product is great. I've used it. It's fantastic. No nicks or cuts. Smooth shaving. I love it.
And the fact that you can do it in the shower. I mean, it's
waterproof.
It is waterproof, and you can tell in the quality of it. And the t-shirt is pretty awesome too. Not gonna lie.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Avengers at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code Avengers, A-B-I-N-G-E-R-S. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the right job with Manscaped. We start the episode with, we always have one choice. One moment can ripple across space and time, giving birth to new stories, universes, new heroes. What if the best of intentions have a very strange consequence? This is the Watcher speaking, by the way. And I thought this was a very interesting intro. And we hear Evening Hansen. Hey, I'm only going for dessert. I suspect we can do a little better than that, Doctor Strange says. It's Doctor Strange and Christine. I'm just going to say this right now. Christine gave me very Jennifer Lawrence vibes. I don't know why, but just watch the animated version. I thought Jennifer Lawrence the whole time.
Really?
I swear. I don't know why it went through my head, guys.
This is actually the first episode. Not the first, but most of your main players from Doctor Strange are the same actors.
Oh, I could hear the voice, but
everybody,
the look kind of gave me a Jennifer Lawrence vibe. I'm sorry. I don't know
why. Amy, what are you shaking your head about?
The voice for me, somebody brought it up on our Avengers Assemble Facebook page, and I've got to agree with them. The second time I watched it, because the first time I was like, that's not Rachel McAdams. It doesn't sound like her to me. It does not.
I think it does.
And also, because Benefit Cabbage Patch is such a distinct person, like because he looks so distinct, I feel like the animation on him, it could have been anybody. It did not look like been a skirt Krabby Patty.
I love the parallel though that he voiced supreme version of himself and himself, so he was the bad guy and the good guy in this the same way he was in the movie, because yes, he voiced Dormammu too.
Yeah,
so he voiced the enemy and himself.
Good stuff.
See, I and bad Strange sounded to me like John Lithgow. There were a couple lines that he said that sounded exactly like John Lithgow.
I feel like we all were kind of tripping in this one.
Also, the event that, you know, how the Watcher in the first episode was like, there it is. That's where it shifted.
Yes.
The event here was, if you watch the movie, he asks her to go to this award ceremony and she says no. Mm-hmm. Here she says yes. So that shifted everything.
Wow. And they didn't show the actual event in the episode, which is interesting. Right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They did show the Watcher, though.
They did. Time. And they talk about, oh, you should cut the preamble. I think you should rush the stage like it's The Price is Right, screaming, high-fiving. And we need to celebrate this. You performed a radical hemispherectomy. Hemispherectomy?
Ectomy means that you take it out. So, and a hemisphere would be a whole side of your brain. So our hero, Bo Burnham, says, like the he's got that song, I am the left brain. I am the left brain. Yeah, and so one of those hemispheres gets taken out, and it does actually happen in real life, even though it sounds wild. Yeah, there are.
It's rare.
Yeah, it's very.
It is rare, but I think this is symbolism too for what's going to happen in the episode, because there's a split version of Doctor Strange when she, when the Ancient One does the spell, it doesn't really hurt him. It splits him into two different people, which I love the foreshadowing here.
Yeah. And I would say the same about you. Someone wrecks into Steven. Car goes sideways. Oh, no. Christine, come on, Christine. In this universe, he didn't lose his hands, but his heart. And he sought answers in the mystic arts, the Eye of Agamotto. He discovered the Cagliostro manipulation of timelines, time travel, and tinkering with time can weaken the very fabric of the universe. We protect time. We don't threaten it, the Ancient One says. And the man of science became the Sorcerer Supreme. Despite all he's gained, Stephen Strange couldn't forget about the past. And very, very big stuff here, guys. He loses Christine, car wreck. We've seen this car wreck. It's more brutal seeing someone lost, though, in the passenger side beside him. I mean, immediately heartbreaking.
And also, watching the movie last night, I, no matter how many times I've watched this movie, never realized how they really, like, zoom in on his hands and how they get absolutely crushed in that car wreck in the movie.
Mm-hmm. They focus on his hands a lot in this too. If you notice the scenes, they'll like show his hands a lot in this to remind you that in the other world it was a different way.
Cool. And that was genuine cool. It sounded sarcastic, but that actually was a genuine cool.
And I was
cool.
Like, damn.
No, I thought, your face was genuine. Maybe your voice wasn't, but I saw a genuine. I didn't think you were being sarcastic.
Okay, that was genuine.
Yeah.
I think that Christine was wearing scalpel earrings. Every time they showed them, it looked like little scalpels.
That's awesome.
And if it wasn't scalpels, then it was the thing that you put mortar on whenever you're like a mason and you've got the old paddle thingy. You put the mortar.
Yeah.
Which that would just be ridiculous because she's a surgeon. Why would you use them? Whatever that is called. A shovel.
Why would
mortar
you
shovel.
A shovel.
There was also a 4.1 on one of the gauges in the car. And I don't know if that means anything, but in my head, it's season one of What If, episode 4.
Ah, okay. Wouldn't that be a 1.4?
Technically, but it's still the same number.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, you would call me out on that too.
It's also a flip, and I already mentioned it a little bit. He's a lot more lighthearted here than he is arrogant.
I agree. And he's much more loving. I'm not trying to sound weird. Like, he's more... He really loved Christine in this universe. I mean, golly. And I mean, to the point where the man of science became the Sorcerer Supreme. But how long has it been? 2 years tonight. He's still thinking of Christine. What are you doing? I'm going to start the kettle. I suggest you join me before doing something reckless. A very important part that we see coming back later.
I thought of Deadpool 2 because we just watched it, maybe. But I think Blind Al says, what are you going to do? And he says something. Mm-hmm. Something real. Does he say? He doesn't say reckless.
I don't think he says reckless, but he does say something along the same lines. Yes.
When he puts the cocaine in his mask, my favorite part, and then he
just
poofs it.
Oh, it's great. He self antiques himself with cocaine. Deadpool 2.
Yes.
Yes.
Self antiques.
I knew here in the episode, I was like, I know what he's going to do because it was showing the Eye of Agamotto.
Right.
And I was like, he's going to go back and try to save her.
And
they got here quick.
They did.
The montage of... Also, at the beginning of this, and see if y'all agree with me, I kind of got better with it as the episode went.
Mm-hmm.
So in this universe, he went to Camartage.
Camartage, yes.
I have a hard time with that word. He went there because of grief, not to be healed, because obviously you don't need healed, but he went because of grief.
Well, that's something that is emotional that you need to heal from.
Mm-hmm. And even
so, that's a different kind of healing.
He said, "In this,
or you just live it out and have traumatized jokes the rest of your life, like myself."
Well, and it's funny.
Well, that's a form of healing too.
Is it?
But it even quickly skirts by it. Where in this universe, he didn't lose his hands, but his heart, and he sought answers in the mystic arts. It's a very quick, you know what I mean? So yeah,
so good point there. You're telling me instead of me booking therapy, I could have went and learned mystic arts.
You could have, but you didn't.
I mean, I feel like
you chose humor instead.
And look where you're at.
He could have just went and had therapy, right?
Sounds boring. I mean,
it is boring, yeah. But I'm saying in the real world, it'd be cool if there was like a place I could go and learn mystic arts instead of paying money for
things. Clinton's just pissed that he didn't get the chance to have mystic arts. That's what this is boiling down to. Just
exactly. That's my point.
Right.
See, but the issue is that I'm sure Scientology would help you heal. That's like the real life. But you have to pay for that too.
Speaking of which, he opens the eye of Agamotto. And
right here is where If I Could Turn Back Time should have started playing.
If I could turn back time.
I have a point to agree with Clinton, though. The animation for this was really, really well done.
Oh, I agree.
I loved him holding the eye of Agamotto, and the rain on the outside was reflected on his face like tears. I thought that was amazing. Yes. It was beautiful. And very. I appreciated that.
I love that. Good stuff, Emmy.
We love you, Brandon.
No, you guys are just
speak on point. For yourself.
Hey, you guys are on point. Good job. He does go back in time, and he would give her the world. Says he's going to go to the podium like a game show contestant. Says it before she says it. You know, just kind of. I'm so happy.
Watching the traffic this time because didn't end so well.
And you're being delightful. Christine says, "I must owe someone a muffin basket for this personality shift."
Woo! Is that a wink?
Is that what
a
they call it?
Basket.
Oh, I must owe someone a muffin basket. That's what you're. If you're ever in the mood to get romantic, just say, "Hey, I think you owe me a muffin basket." And
Do you want to come get this muffin basket?
Emmy, I need you next time. Hey, how are you doing? You want this muffin basket? And then tell me if it works or not, please.
Please.
If it doesn't work, I will buy you a drink.
If it works, then I don't think that I want to sleep with that person. That's a way to weed them out.
Oh yeah, like okay, but just say I must owe someone a muffin basket.
Isn't one of the slang terms a muffin?
Yeah.
Okay.
What is
that? That's why my brain went there.
Is that the hips?
the vagine.
No, is it really? I thought it was like the muffin top. Like,
oh, well, that's the muffin top, the muffin bottom. Yes. The downstairs kitty cat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The muffin itself is the old vagine.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, no wonder. No wonder I like
that's why she said, "I owe you a muffin basket."
Oh, nice.
That's what my perverted brain thought.
A whole bunch of muffins, though. A muffin basket, that's more than one muffin.
Yeah, she's going to bring her friends.
How else are you supposed to take that?
Some people are into that. Listen, it's okay.
Seriously, I mean, when you hear that, how are you supposed to take it? There's no other way.
One of my friends got really mad at her husband one time, and they were having this huge argument, and she was just like hurling in, like trying to hurl an insult at him. She was like, you fuck muffin. And they just both started laughing. Argument over. It was Paul and Sylvia. Shout out to y'all.
I'm glad you're airing their business out on our podcast.
And I'm sorry.
I love that.
I'm not going to lie. That's relationship goals. So that is awesome. Yeah. So I love that. He talks to her, who do I owe this for this personality shift? Maybe you make me happy. And this is shaping up to be a night to remember. Rex again. No, not again. Christine goes back in time. Your chariot awaits. He takes a different turn. Let's stay in.
Let me pause right here on the first one where it shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got a better personality. I'm thinking, why would you take the same damn road?
Yeah, I agree. Well, he could have just
He does it different, but I thought, even that time.
Honestly, from when he got, I was like, why are you driving tonight? Get off the damn road. I would have just been like, hey. And he does eventually get to that where, let's stay in, let's order pizza, or let's get pizza. She gets murdered. Like, there's a freaking gun.
This girl just meant to die.
It's bad. A wreck over and over ends with the same conclusion. She just dies. She dies. It's more upsetting. Time than Deadpool. It's crazy.
They even get to the party and it shows her dancing and dying.
Yeah, she like clutches her pearls first. And she just like and she's gone. I'm like, what the hell? She can't even
dance. She didn't ever get to give him a muffin basket. Ever.
That's what he's really after.
Yeah, he's like, I want that muffin basket.
I gotta keep her alive. At least until I get that muffin basket.
What if that's what he's when he.
What if Doctor Strange? What if Doctor Strange never got his muffin basket? That's the name of the episode, I believe.
Also, have you got to the? No, you haven't got to the one where he is. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, well, he leaves her, there's a house fire too. He leaves her, and there's like, gonna leave you at home. There's a house fire. Palmer,
where he's at the bar drinking.
Yep.
When he just leaves her standing, and he's the like, girl on the TV,
Christine Everhart.
Christine Everhart.
Which is, from Vanity Fair, Iron Man 1.
Played by Leslie Bibbs. She is the announcer on there. She's played that part throughout the MCU.
So that was actually her.
That was her voice.
Wow. Yes.
And it's WHIH again.
Yep.
That news station keeps coming up.
Also see the Guardian's eyes. This is another episode where you actually see like the outline of the Guardian, like we did last time, in the sky. Mm-hmm. You see him in the reflection on the car window, which I thought was a nice touch.
Good stuff.
Creepy, but nice touch.
Very creepy, but very nice touch. I agree with both of you. And how does this keep happening? Am I allowed to be happy? Maybe I should drive. I only want you. You're the only thing that matters. And he's just tears sobbing.
Why are you so obsessed with me? That's what I'd be saying.
Muffin basket, girl. And he crawls out of the car sobbing. No, as the Ancient One appears. Are you having car trouble? I'm here to help you. This is where it starts for you, Dr. Strange. So overwhelmed by loss. Help me bring her back, he says. Her death is an absolute point in time. Unchangeable, unmovable. If you erase her death, you never start your journey to defeat Dormammu and become the master of the mystic arts. You're risking the universe. You cannot reverse an absolute point. Nothing is impossible, he screams or exclaims. You taught me that. I only require more power. Stop torturing yourself, Stephen. You cannot save her. This path only leads to darkness and the end of this reality. Please do not do this or I'll have to stop you.
This last attempt when he gives her the keys was more emotional, I think, for me, because you can see that he is kind of like, okay, so the passenger of this car does not make it.
Wow.
And so he's kind of like, chills. I would rather you live and me go.
No, I got chills in me. I never thought
then
of it.
Then either way.
I didn't think of that. Wow.
Which and really so shows how much he cares about
that. That just hit me. Damn, good shit. And he says, you'll have to find me first. And literally just goes away, and he's looking for the lost library of Cagliostro.
Well, she blasts him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that's
what he thinks.
At first, it was like, what? That didn't do anything.
That's what I thought. Yes, I didn't even put it in my notes. Good point, Clinton.
He blasts her, or she blasts him, and
yes,
he thinks he's, oh, I made it. But her intent wasn't to destroy him. Right. As we know, she did that spell, which split him into two different timelines that I think are just bumping up against each other because you can travel between the two in this episode. Also, I just I know there was a lot of backlash, and I know Kevin Feige's came forward and talked about, you know, with the casting of her and stuff, but I love her. And when I rewatched the movie last night and then watching her today, and it's just the character, right? It's, if it would have been another actor, it would have been the same lines, but when the Ancient One's on screen, the wisdom, and my favorite part in the Doctor Strange movie is the part where she dies.
Same.
And they're standing there in the astral realm and she's talking to him. Got me emotional again last night. And then even in this episode, she just shows up and she is like his conscience, like the stuff he doesn't want to hear, but needs to hear. She's going to be the one to deliver it, whether he bucks back or not, but she's trying to do the right thing for him, even if he don't like it.
Yeah. No,
so I just love that the Ancient One character.
Tessa Thompson is really good as the Ancient One, though. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't care. I'm being real. Like, I think she. I know you are. Oh, it's not
Tessa. That's what makes it funnier.
Oh, it's not Tessa Thompson. That's Valkyrie, isn't it?
Oh yeah,
son of a bitch!
Every time, Tilda Swinton.
Why do I always do it? Who is it? What's her name?
Tilda Swinton.
Son of a bitch! Tessa Thompson's a great Valkyrie. Tilda Swinton. I
mean,
I think she plays that. Now, don't get me wrong. I would have preferred a traditional ancient one.
Right.
However, I think Tilda Swinton really plays it with such grace as well. And I think she's, I don't know, from the very beginning of the Doctor Strange movie, too. I mean, she's very formidable. She's very badass. And I don't know. I've always appreciated her role as the ancient one. I'm not saying she's better than anyone else. But, man, if you're going to play the part, if you play it great.
She goes in.
Yeah. I always appreciated her. So
I also, y'all made fun of me on our new segment on the Patreon about the hair thing, but even in the animated version, he has that swoop down hair. Y'all can call me crazy or not.
I'm glad
he has it, even in this.
You're going to really air out our Patreon dirty laundry right here on the
podcast. I'm just saying.
All right.
It's weird in the No Way Home trailer that it's slicked back like it is in every appearance of him. He has that swoop around bang. And
I need to go back through the MCU and watch every movie with Doctor Strange so that I can see what you're talking about and really focus on. Well,
apparently they cared enough to put it in the animation too, these animators. So I'm just saying.
Well, but I also mentioned that Bonda Strait cummy pant patch is.
You say cummy really, pants?
I think she did say
cummy. I was going to say cummy pants, but it should be cummy patch is what I wrote down.
Cummy pants.
Cummy pants and muffin basket.
Don't you hate
That's
it?
That's what you're here for, guys. Don't what you you're here for on the Avengers podcast.
Usually, this is one will lead to geeks. Another. One will usually lead to another.
He's and you know, sometimes I do.
And they're interchangeable.
Sometimes I do get Bonda Strict cummy pants name wrong. I know what it actually is. I know that it's actually Bedivere Crumble Spanx. I know that.
You're trying too hard now. You're trying too hard. It's funnier if it's authentic.
I'm here for it. I'm still got a tear in my eye from laughing. So it's working for half the audience, Emmy. this is your litmus test, and it's working for half.
Yeah. The fact that you actually get, Brandon, you actually get Tilda Swinton and Tessa Thompson mixed up really tickles
every
me.
Every time, too.
Every damn time, guys.
There. What the hell's wrong with me?
It's the tease.
Yeah, if your name starts with a T, I'm going to think you're Tessa Thompson. It's pretty cool. This is my friend Tom Brooks.
No, Tom Holland?
That's Tessa Thompson, isn't it? No, that's not. Anyway.
Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise is Tessa Thompson. Yeah. Oh, the trailer?
Mission Impossible.
No. The trailer for, Top Gun.
Mission Impossible.
Top Gun. There's a new Top Gun.
Oh, no, I haven't seen that.
Yeah,
no.
Tessa Thompson's in it. She's wonderful. Oh, no, they... It's
Tom Cruise.
Ah, it's Tom Cruise. Shit.
Yeah.
I think Emmy almost really believed. Were you almost like, is Tessa Thompson really in it?
I she could be.
Okay, she's, I thought I almost got you.
She's a very popular actress.
I thought I almost got you there. Okay, so the writing appears on the floor. He's looking for the lost library of Cagliostro. Oh, guys.
Real quick, sorry. What? Sorry. So we land here and he pats his chest.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I made it. But also, this to me is a little symbolism too. There's like the burnt stain on his chest, and this is like, what if he lost his heart? It's in the place where it should be.
Ooh,
no, so, it's symbolism. Not. It's in the center of his chest. Your heart should be to the left and up.
Your heart is mid-center left. It's not to your far left like everyone thinks it is. It's more in the center of your chest. Come at me. It's like right here.
Okay, and it's like.
Half center,
the
half
burn
left.
Mark was on the eye of Agamemnon. That one I actually don't know.
Agamotto. Yes. So
Mr. Roboto. Wait, I had a point.
Domo Origato, Mr. Amamoto. You're welcome. That was a shit line, and I'll admit it.
Oh god.
Oh, it was shit.
I loved.
I came back for this.
You did.
I loved the fact that there was no door. I liked that. Like little details like that. Really, really, really get me.
And the fact that he goes, oh, there was no door. And then he had to like portal his way.
Because you have to portal your way up there.
Yeah.
Like, it's a great security system. I love it.
It worked.
Yeah.
And so he's come for the sorcerer, Cagliostro. He can change on it. He's heard that he can change an absolute point in time. The lost books. How long will you be staying here? As long as it takes. They show him the lost books, but they never show him the sorcerer of Cagliostro. And the power required to break an absolute point of time is immense and nigh impossible to obtain. No doy, which was a weird line. That was the most kind of weird thing I heard in the entire episode.
Did he say that?
He did. He said no doy. And gain the absorption of other human beings. And
I don't think he says that.
He says no doy. I'm telling you. Clinton, someone be my backup. He says no doy.
Oh, I don't know about that, but
I'll have to go back and watch it because I watched it with subtitles.
I did too, and I didn't notice that.
I would have looked directly down at the subtitles to be like, how do you spell that?
Are we talking about Obang?
Obang.
Yes.
I put in my notes, Obang.
That's nice.
The librarian. But Obang is actually another name for Cagliostro in the comics. So this is actually Cagliostro, and he's just not telling him.
Okay. Okay. Comes with that comic knowledge.
They make that a point too because Strange asks him, "Are you Cagliostro?"
And he says, "No." He's the librarian.
Yeah, he says, "I'm old Bang the librarian."
That's
you want to go bang in the back of the restricted section.
I'm looking for a muffin basket, and I don't see Christina around.
Do you have muffin baskets? Teach me.
Teach me. No, teach me. It's a really wonderful stuff. And he ends up summoning an octopus that looks like
a Hydra Beast. It's the same one. It's same gotta one from be
episode one.
I call it an octopus.
But this is set before that.
Exactly. And he's here.
Yeah.
Because he's doing this for centuries. We notice when he opens the book, there's the same symbol. Dark Dimension.
I love that I watched this movie last night.
Same. It like a lot.
Genius idea, Clint. I'm giving you all the props for that because I was like, what am I going to watch tonight?
It's the same symbol as Dormammu that what's his name uses.
Oh, by the way, I posted on our Twitter, does Doctor Strange say no doy in the latest episode of What If? And Taryn is the first one to respond. Pretty sure he did. So, yeah, Taryn, you get the shout out.
You could have used Goo.
We've got listeners who are awesome.
Fair.
Okay.
Fair.
Would you rather?
So Brandon is using you as Google now.
Yeah.
He's using you.
I'm just thinking you're great and you know stuff. And why not talk to our listeners at the same time? It's called engagement, Emmy.
It sounds like you're just reaching for someone to be on your side.
You guys both said no. So what was I supposed to do?
I didn't say no. I said I didn't know about that.
I didn't see it and I watched it twice.
Emmy goes, I'm pretty sure I would have noticed that because I had the captions on and I would have.
I love that you just did a nerd voice for me. Thank you.
That was my Valley voice, but it didn't work.
I actually really liked it. That was sarcasm.
he's here to borrow your power. I'm here to borrow your powers. Mind sharing a tentacle or two and hurts himself.
Marvel loves their tentacle characters.
They really do. Mystic beings do not bargain. Their powers aren't meant for man. Is she worth the pain? A pain does not suffer like this for his own glory. And every moment of it is what Strange responds with. There's a fine line between devotion and illusion. Love can break more than your heart. It can shatter your mind. What book did you read that from? Life taught me. And if they don't...
it was Love... what is it? Pray, love.
Eat, love, pray.
Eat, love, pray. I had it in the wrong order.
I love that line. There is a fine line between devotion and delusion.
That's a really powerful, powerful line.
Isn't it? I mean, you can apply that to a lot of shit, but some people be getting obsessed about things.
Oh, I agree. Uh-huh.
Also, there's a lot of people speculate this tentacle beast that we saw in episode one and this one is Shuma Garath, who is a rumored villain for in the Multiverse of Madness, which is this big tentacled creature. He started out in 1972's Journey in the Mystery, and he premiered a year later in Shuma Garath, among other things. He's a giant eye with tentacles. So basically that's all he is. He's just this giant eye with tentacles, but he's like a force to be reckoned
with. Kind of like Starro, but with...
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of reminds
me. Okay.
Yeah.
So some people think this is Shuma Garath. I think I'm saying that right, but...
We need a better name for him. How about Tessa?
Yeah. Tessa Tentacles.
Tessa Tentacles. Tentacle Tessa Thompson. Yeah, I guess. Winter Soldier also said yes, he does say no doy. Okay, anyway.
Man.
Yeah, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, I don't like that line for him.
Let it go.
I've gotten...
No, it doesn't matter who was right, who was wrong.
I've got people commenting. Matter. I'm trying to shout out some listeners.
The fact that you even made a post about it.
Because you guys were like, I'm pretty sure if there
there is a fine line between devotion and delusion, Brandon.
Yeah, yep.
And you need to see that.
Very good point. I'm finally right
about something, assholes. It's about damn time. Can't you both.
All right. If he did, in fact, say that,
We have two listeners that confirmed it. Emmy, what the hell?
I'll agree with you that that's a little bit of lazy writing.
That was just like, weird. It's
a weird thing for him to say.
I can pause my mic and pull it up on Disney Plus with the closed captions. So
I'm telling you, he said it.
I love the fact that even evil Doctor Strange started off by saying, "Could I please borrow some tentacles?" Like, he did start.
He's like, not even evil, which they say later.
Misguided,
which I loved, because we don't just get Supreme Strange. We get this is his origin. Like, we understand why he got to where he was at. It was from a place of goodness.
Yeah.
But this line, devotion turns to delusion. He lost his way because he was so caught up in this, and it made him sacrifice who he was as a sorcerer.
Yeah, agreed.
But he did ask nicely first.
Sure.
That's nice. I liked it.
Also, there's a part coming up, and I want to see if y'all can spot it, that I related to so hard, more than anything in this episode.
I did. I caught it.
Okay, just wait till we're there.
Totally caught it.
Okay.
I really don't know at all.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, if they don't surrender their power, I'll take it. And he absorbs things. His eyes get darker when he starts absorbing things, I've noticed at least, or it looked like it. He draws the line at bugs. There is Clinton in a nutshell. If you didn't think of Clinton and doing that part.
So he absorbs the evil gnome thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which, where did that come from? Because
I think that's a Marvel, really in the Marvel comics.
Is it really?
I think so.
That would be a nightmare.
Dark gnomes.
Huh?
Dark gnomes.
Are they like actual garden gnomes? That was weird way to say actual.
I think there are dark gnomes in the comics.
Actually.
Okay. I didn't realize it until the second viewing that he doesn't absorb the bug. He lets the bug go.
Yeah.
That's why he says that.
But did the bug have the cloak though, or something like
that? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So he took the cloak. He still got something.
Nice cape, but I draw the line at bugs.
Yes. Yeah. That was it.
That's me.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh yeah. No, we knew that. We knew that.
And Emmy, does this fit your definition of bug?
Yeah. Cause it's a beetle.
Clinton is talking about me airing dirty laundry on Twitter, and yet you're airing this old
rant. I went down a rabbit hole on this scene because I was like, Amy's going to pick this part because he says bug, and I hate bugs, and I say all.
Bugs have six legs.
So insects have six legs, and apparently bug is a slang term for insects. So that's what I found out, and I told you, Emmy, it was insects have six legs. I've told you that from the beginning.
And I appreciate
you were better for it. Did you learn something, Clinton?
Did you learn something?
Did I teach you something?
I don't think you heard that right, Emmy. I think he was saying he taught you. Did you not hear what he just said?
That's what he's trying to pitch. But the argument originally was, are spiders bugs? Spiders are not bugs because spiders are not insects.
Bugs are a general term still, even though I looked up the definition.
That have six
these
legs.
Facts are my facts, and that's the society we live in. So I will live by these facts.
You can have your truth. You can have your you can have your narrative. You can have your own feelings. Those are subjective, but like the objective truth of the matter and the actual facts in this situation lean towards me, sir.
All right, so he absorbs many things. It's like a bird. He like sucks in a bird, sucks in it like a dragon. He starts looking like Jafar, as we talked about earlier. There's huge
looks
demons.
Looks a little like a devil for a minute.
Yeah, I agree. Huge demons.
Listen. Marvel knows what they're doing.
They keep doing it.
Yes. And I'm so sorry. I'm not sorry. Because Mephisto.
Anyway,
Mephisto,
he's on the wrong path, and I could warn him, says the Watcher. Intervene, but the fate of this universe isn't worth risking the safety of all others. Besides, I doubt he'd listen. And
these
I love
lazy ass watchers.
Well, he even reacts. He goes, "Hello, who's there?" Like he
feels him for the first time.
As he gains more power, he's more aware of the things around him, I think.
And
the whole reason the Ancient One lived so long is she pulled from the Dark Dimension. The Dark Dimension gives a lot of awareness, but it corrupts you.
Right.
And the Watcher's lazy as shit. They just watch and they're like, you know what? I could do something, but I ain't gonna. Like, you don't even have to say anything. If you're not going to do it, then don't say anything.
Right.
I think maybe my favorite part of this episode is that they showed him absorbing some scary ass shit.
Oh God. Yeah.
Like they were scary looking. Earlier. Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The animation fits really so well liked for it. This.
And he even faces the octopus again, the Hydra Beast, and hello again and goodbye. And he literally, days pass, he gets powerful enough to absorb that and takes it all in. And
his cloak looks cooler than the original.
Yeah.
And more Mephisto-y.
I would agree.
I love this cloak.
I would agree with both. I think he looked badass in it.
Let me pause for a second. We're going to ask each other, which version of Doctor Strange do we think we would become?
Oh, God, I would hope it to be the good one. I don't even want to think about becoming demons. But he did it all
in the name of love. It's not demons. I mean, it's just monsters.
And he also did it all
in the name of love.
Yeah, that's a good point, Glenn. I agree.
Yeah, but it's just overpowered monsters from other universes that you're...
And he's trying to get a woman back to life that he loves. What's the harm? You know?
When they repeatedly tell him it's going to cost the fate of the entire universe, at some point I was like... He's a dumbass. Like, and I'm not trying to be rude, but like, it's not like, and even the end, they'd say it like you were warned. And he's like, I didn't know. Yes, you did. Yeah, you did. Shut up. And it's like, I don't know, man. If he wasn't aware of the consequences, he all did it out of love and he was just trying to bring her back and he wasn't aware of the consequences. I can see that being kind of a, that's kind of
back to Emmy's point in the passenger seat section.
Oh, that was,
I don't think beautiful. He cared what it cost him. He wanted her alive.
It wasn't just costing him at that point though. It was costing the entire universe. And that's what makes it very hard to put myself in those shoes.
And he also, I don't think realized that the entire universe included her. So as soon as he got her back, she was going to go away again.
Dumbass. That's all I'm gonna say.
Dumbass. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry.
I would definitely misguided. Be what are we calling him? The Strange that is like it's enough time dwelling in the past.
You're either Muffin Basket Strange doing it all for the Muffin Basket, or you are Straight Edge Strange. I don't know.
I'm the Strange that has a drinking problem and switched to the cheap stuff. That's strange.
All right. So Emmy,
I love
a bit of both.
I love when he called him Sorcerer Armani later in that.
Yes. Yes. He says that a few times. So, and Obeng, and this is where my notes kind of skipped and I was watching it all. So please forgive me. But Obeng, what happened to you? He's dying. Even in our world, death is part of the plan. I can't accept that. I know, but maybe the other Strange will. Other? Can't you see? You're only half a man living half a life. And it was true. He wasn't alone. He wasn't even the only Doctor Strange in this universe.
I was that Leonardo DiCaprio meme in this episode after watching the movie.
Pointing.
I was like, there it is. When this part, when Old Bang says, even in our world, death is a part of the plan. Right. Strange says, I can't accept that. That's a wink to the movie because the Ancient One called his ass out in the movie because he only became a doctor because he was scared of death.
Wow.
Remember that in the movie where they're talking and she's like, it's not about you. And talks about how he became a doctor to help other. And she's like, no, you became a doctor to protect yourself from the fear of death, basically. And this is a wink to that because he tells them, he says, I can't accept that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is just like the other version of himself.
Good catch
there. First time I watched this too, I was like, dang, he's been doing this for decades. No, he's been doing this for centuries. Like he's just been eating up people. Or not people,
bugs.
Demons, things, bugs.
Bugs.
Anything but bugs. Mm-hmm. For centuries.
For centuries.
And whenever he gets the...
For centuries.
Whenever he gets the... I'm sorry, can you get Pete Wentz out of here? That's not the right person.
Get out of here, Pete Wentz. Oh, it's Patrick Stump.
Patrick. Okay, sorry, my bad. They both start with P. Tessa Thompson,
Thompson's in Fallout Boy? What the hell? Confirmed. In another universe, Tessa Thompson's choice brings her a fame she is not aware of. Remember me for a century. Sorry, that was, anyway.
When
Tessa Thompson?
When he gets his tentacles,
yes.
Did you guys think of anything?
Hydra.
Doc Ock. I know you're going to go Doc Ock. Aren't
okay.
You?
I thought of Doc Ock, but also whenever he's got all those hands in Infinity War.
Oh, okay.
Little winks, little nods here and there.
I like that, Amy. I like that. Good stuff.
Also, the fact that they're in the same universe, and they say same universe because that was a little bit mind bending.
Yeah.
Because it was like, okay, so it's a branch in the timeline, but it's not really a branch. Because they're in the same universe.
It's the same universe.
Okay, it hurts a little bit.
Hold on. I might can help, maybe, because I confuse myself too. But he's using the time stone here. It wasn't a Nexus event per se, it was a time stone. He's going to the past. So it doesn't follow the rules of branching timelines. Mm. She created a different version of him in this same timeline, basically.
Oh, when she sent him.
He's using an Infinity Stone the whole time. So when Thanos uses it in Infinity War, it doesn't have consequence. He's got the stone; he can do that, right?
Yeah.
It's not creating a branch timeline like we think of with the TVA and all that, because he's using a time stone.
To stay in the universe.
He's going back in a place and time. And when she blasted him, she separated.
There it is.
Two different
Amy's people. There. Amy's there. You
does that
it.
Help?
Clinton yes, did- it does. Thank you. And I'm going to give you a thank you from our listeners, too, because I feel like some of them might have also
been confused.
Yeah, that's the way Amy says it. So she's justified in not being confused by herself. So anyway.
So, we were all confused. Come on. Are you confused, Brandon?
No, not at all.
Of course not.
I've never been confused.
One of the reasons I like this episode so much, too, is I love the contrast of it. How you can see one decision can change things on a different path for a long period of time. And you get to see the origin of this bad Strange. I wish, and he wins. I mean, we're not there yet, but he wins.
Yep. Basically. Mm-hmm.
And
it's not fair that the whole world gets destroyed just because of his bad decision.
I know, but I agree. I love a movie or a show that is not your stereotypical ending. Just like Infinity War, it sucked and it hurt. But
touche, man. Touche.
The bad guy won, and you're like, what the hell? Everyone talks about it.
Yeah.
Same here. And it was an origin of him. You understand his motive. Even if you don't like it, you understand his motive and why he did what he did.
Mm, to a point. Like I said, trust me, the original motive, yes, when they start kind of giving you all the red flags, hey, you're about to destroy the whole universe and you completely ignore it and start sucking. Warned.
Yeah, but exactly. He was so far gone at that point.
Yeah, but how come he came to the realization when the entire world was collapsing? Was he
Because that's desperation at the end.
I don't know.
That's a sunk cost fallacy too.
Yeah.
Like he was too far gone. Like he's gone so far. Like why not just finish?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like if you've spent a whole bunch of time finishing a puzzle, but the puzzle you can't ever finish. You can just put it away.
He was absorbing things from the dark dimension this whole time too. So he just, his reason is going out the window slowly as he's absorbing these evil entities.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's changing him to a different person, but we know why he started doing this.
We know the why.
Here's bad, strange.
And I
you know what I mean?
I completely agree. We know the why and we understand the why, but I don't know if we understand the deep thrust into, you know, with warnings in his face.
You can say where it's like thrust.
Deep thrust, especially.
And in his face.
Yeah, deep thrust in his face. And we go back to, I'm going to start the kettle. I suggest you join me before you do something reckless. You're right. Enough living in the past for one evening, Doctor Strange says. And we see different, like this weird, I don't know, like melting of reality happening. That's kind of how I looked at it.
Inky.
It's inky looking. It's
like if they did Infinity War dusting,
yeah.
But instead of dust, it was liquid.
Yeah.
Inky. Black ink.
Coming from everyone and everything, and the Ancient One appears. Hello, Stephen. A psychic impression sent through a splinter reality? Just think of me as an echo. We don't have much time. Who's causing this? You are. When you used the eye and vanished into the past, I could not follow. I drew upon my power in the dark dimension to split the timeline and to split you, to allow two of your possible timelines to occur in one universe. Now I have an evil twin, more misguided. If those other Strange succeeds in reversing one absolute point in our universe, the resulting temporal paradox will destroy the universe. The only sorcerer strong enough to stop him is you, Stephen. The fabric of reality is breaking, and only you can stop it because you're the only one who caused it, Wong says. The Guardian Vishanti, heavy-duty protection spell. They put the heavy, and we see this protection spell numerous times in this fight, too, that comes up. So I love that it immediately paid off as well.
I love the animation on it, too, that some of them just start falling off. Like, you can see the kind of shield breaking away. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed that.
Vish, a couple things here. So this is the scene where we realize that this was where she split him. She didn't just not destroy him like he thought. This was the plot twist. Like, oh, no, I split you.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit, this changes everything, right? Mm-hmm. And then Vishanti is actually a group in the comics who are protectors of sorcerers, basically. They're like the protection group. They're a group of creatures and individuals.
So I'm going to do an analogy. So Dora Milaje is to Black mm-hmm, Panther.
Mm-hmm. As the Vishanti is for the
Vishanti
sorcerers.
Vishanti is to sorcerers. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Some SAT prep there. You're welcome.
A little bit. And how will you find him? They ask. He's found me, Doctor Strange says. And they go through a huge portal and hello, where am I? And there's growling and eerie noises. And the question is, when are you? Who is Gamora? Why is Gamora?
This is scary though. Oh, like you're laughing. Scary. It was creepy. It was.
Ooh. And don't be frightened, old friend, because we are one and the same. What happened to you? They wouldn't understand. They didn't know her. We knew her. We loved her. You can't bring her back. The world out there is breaking. Don't you dare lie to you. It's lie to me. I am you. How many nights did we sit in the Sanctum Sanctorum, time stone in the palm of our hand, knowing we could go back? I had the courage. I sacrificed everything for Christine. Now you can save her? No, we can. Once we become whole again, we can save her. No, the Ancient One warned us. If we save Christine, we destroy the universe. She doesn't understand. We love her. This isn't love. Look at this. This is arrogance and our need to fix everything. Look where we are. I will be whole again. Your marbles are long gone. You can't save her. She's dead. They began trading mystic blows at this point.
I have some things to say, but Amy, go first.
Well, I just want to say real quick that I loved the fact that when he was getting the runes put on his face by Wong,
yes,
he says something like, I've got to do this to save you, mm-hmm. showing that he cares for another person, showing that this version of Strange was like, yes, I've suffered loss, but there's still things to be grateful for and to save in this universe.
Right.
And so I did really enjoy that. And it was a sweet little Wong and Strange moment.
Yeah, and they have multiple moments like that throughout the entire MCU. Like, I always think back at the start of Infinity War when they're, like, talking about a metaphorical ham and rye. I don't know. Just, I don't know. I think those two together are really, really well done. And I was glad to see that version of those two show up in this animated form as well.
I'm excited that we get to see Wong tomorrow.
Yes, yes.
Tomorrow.
Wong, Shang-Chi, cannot wait. Look for our review to drop September 5th on Sunday. We are going to drop our full review then. Cannot wait for Shang-Chi. It's going to be absolutely nuts. Sorry. Anyway, Clinton, what you wanted to say about that scene about the Doctor Strange trading dialogue and then coming to blows?
Well, when he falls down into that dark pit area.
Yeah.
Something I didn't notice before in the movie from last night is that his cloak has that circle on the shoulder mm-hmm. in the embroidery. Did you guys ever notice that?
No.
I noticed that it had a design in the animation.
Yeah, I don't think
it does in
that.
The show, in the movie too. So I never noticed it until I watched it yesterday. The shoulder of the cloak has like this circle stitching, but they kept it in the animation too, which...
Interesting.
Probably means nothing, but I thought it was cool that like this wasn't just like a props thing on the movie, like, hey, we've got this cape and we'll use it this way. They kept that detail in the animation, which I thought was cool.
Yeah.
And the subtitles for evil Doctor Strange is Strange Supreme.
Yeah. I did see that.
Yep. I didn't notice that.
Really? Yeah.
Yep. He is Strange Supreme. You didn't, Doctor Strange Supreme, like a taco.
You didn't notice no doy.
He's got either. Tomato and sour cream.
Nice, nice. Ooh, yeah. Little sour
cream. Is that the only thing that makes a Taco Bell item supreme?
Yes. Yeah. That is really it. It's so stupid. I don't Emmy.
But the tomatoes are usually garbage anyway.
Yeah, they are.
In that part, where he said what you said it, he says something like, "You are me," or
yeah,
you can't lie to me. I'm you.
Yes.
Yeah. The only thing my brain does when I hear that is, I think it's Ace Ventura where he says, "If I were you, Ventura," he says, "if you were me, then I'd be you, and I'd use your body to get to the top of the whatever." Anyway, that's what my brain does, because Ace Ventura is permanently ingrained in my brain.
We are just a Jim Carrey loving podcast.
So. Yes. Yes. If I were you. If you were me, then I'd be you. Sure, nothing you can do can stop me. That's what he says.
Oh, man.
We do see Strange use the same rope that he uses in Infinity War.
Yes.
Against Thanos.
Oh, I agree. Where he ties him up his entire body as well.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, you need to let go. I've gone too far to turn back now. And there's like ground rumbling. There's demons. It's so many things. Chokes him with that rope, I believe. So
this whole scene, first of all, at some point, yeah, the first time that I watched it, at some point I wrote Among Us sound and I was like looking for it so I could give you a timestamp. And the second time I didn't hear it.
Oh,
there was like
no to the doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. You need to go now. You need to leave.
The ear doctor or the mind doctor?
Both.
Or the body doctor.
Oh, the potty doctor.
I said body doctor, not potty.
Oh, sorry.
Who's a potty doctor?
No, I'm not going to tell you about my...
I smelled burning twice yesterday. Isn't that a bad sign of something?
Yeah, it means...
Burning toast is a... stroke?
Stroke. Well, I smelled burning twice yesterday. Nothing was burning, so...
Oh, my fiance almost set our house on fire the other day. That was cool. Literally, we walk into the kitchen and there's an air fryer on fire because I put it on the stove because she's asked me to put it on the stove and turn on the fan so the smoke will go up there. Well, the air fryer was sitting there and she turns on the eye of the stove and yeah, the whole thing melts.
Not a Vagamoto?
No. Yeah. Anyway, there was melting.
The eye of the stove.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a lot of fun. I had to throw a burning air fryer in the sink while it was, yeah, it was actually, no, I think actually she did.
Oh, I'm glad no one.
Does it still work?
No, God, no. The whole bottom was literally all of the plastic on the air fryer literally melted on our stove and our, on our
do you have to get new eyes?
No, honestly, it came right off. We doused it in water the moment we saw it. So I think that loosened it up quite a bit. So
water will loosen it up. That's sometimes.
What, yeah, sometimes you got to get
wears
wet.
Off quickly.
Sometimes though. You got to get wet to loosen the things up. So anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Getting us back on track, we see the death of KP here, and I am upset about it. That was honestly the most upsetting bit of this fight to me completely.
I love that they fought, though, that the cloaks fought each other.
Yes, I did love that.
The cloaks always have reminded me, even in the movie, of Magic Carpet from Aladdin.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Could totally see that.
They've got, like, their own little personality. And they're like
When he pulls, like, in the original Doctor Strange movie, when he goes to reach for something, and he pulls him back, and he's, like, flying back. Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
This fight scene, though, really
KP's
does...
KP's dead now.
It really does. The animation does it justice.
Yeah.
Like this was the best fight scene, I think, whether you thought this was your favorite episode
or not. Let's just say it was the best animation
fight scene that we've had so far.
I think this was the best animation sequence also as well in this entire, you know, I mean, kudos to Marvel Studios and their animators.
Yeah.
But they could not figure out how to animate Benefactor Cumbersome. And so I feel like they relied heavily on the comic version of what Doctor Strange looked like instead of Bend and Snap Applejacks.
I thought
you didn't think it looked like
him? I thought it looked like him, Emmy.
I thought it had the cheekbones, but there's something very distinct about his face that I just did not see come to fruition.
Eyes.
Maybe that's it. I'm actually staring at a picture of him now.
He has a very long face and high cheekbones and little eyes.
Little eyes. And so.
And I would boink that.
And we see that he.
His eye?
No, I would boink.
His little eyes, both of them.
Billiard ball call dispatch. If you would like to slip into my DMs.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. You just give me your cape. That's all I want.
So we see that they get blasted, and his orb, it's like an orb, and it travels up, and the Watcher is watching, and he sees her again. It's so good to see you, Christine. Steven, you promised me creme brulee. Is that another euphemism?
The first thought I had here was like, Christine's in hell? Because it shows like the fire and shit, and I'm like, what'd she do to go to hell? She was like saving lives and stuff.
Yeah.
Well. Guys, first of all, it's the Upside Down, and second of all, Mephisto.
And we can be together again. Steven, I love you, and I wish that was true, but you're not her. Turns into Evil Strange, punches him. You can't do this.
Supreme Strange. Supreme.
Psych.
Yeah, you can't do this, but we must.
I thought you were going to kiss me. Psych.
He absorbs.
What are you, gay? Yeah. Get away from me.
Get away from me. Absorbs Strange, opens the eye, screams. There's a huge explosion. Christine is born again from the car, where that was really interesting looking, and falls.
I loved it.
In his arms. I thought it was interesting. Like, I'm not saying it was bad. It was just like, whoa, this is trippy. Like,
it was like,
yeah.
And he had his whole like wings out. He kind of looked like an angel. He looks like a
gargoyle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And loved that cartoon as a kid.
Yeah. Oh,
gosh. Same. Yes. Hard same.
Had a crush on the green one. Is that weird?
Just a little. I love how you just throw it off the deep end though every single time. I had a crush on the green gargoyle. Yeah, yeah, totally. Is that weird? It's weird, isn't it? Okay.
So, just speaking my truth, Brandon.
No, I love it. I respect it. I think it's very brave. Christine, it's me, brave? Christine. To say you had a crush on a green gargoyle, that's a brave damn thing to say.
Like, I mean, kooky, human-ish. Maybe.
Okay, Christine, it's me, Christine. What's happening? And a demon shows up. I brought you back. I saved you. This is a nightmare. No. He turns into a demon, or he looks like a demon. He looks really rough here, guys. I can fix this. Christine, no, this wasn't supposed to happen. No. And he tries to keep the reality open. You can stop this. Please fix this. When he's looking at the Watcher, this is the first time a character has communicated with the Watcher. I'm here for it. This was really
And the
really
Watcher cool. got some sass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can stop this. Please fix this the same way you fixed Christine.
Oh,
snap.
Got his ass.
Shit.
Got that clap back.
Clap back immediately. And he goes, I was wrong. You were warned. Clap back again. I mean, he's just going right off on him.
He got sass. That's what I'm saying.
The world shouldn't pay for my arrogance. You're a god. You can undo this. I'm not a god, and neither are you. Then punish me, not the world, not Christine. If I could punish you instead, I would, but I cannot intervene. You, more than anyone else, should understand that meddling with time and events only leads to more destruction. No, I didn't mean for this to happen.
Well... Doy.
No doy.
Okay.
O'Doyle rules.
No doy rules.
Yes. We need that on a shirt. No doy rules, Avengers podcast. Let's make that happen.
I don't think I understand the reference.
O'Doyle rules?
You don't remember that?
No.
Oh, God, Emmy. We need to talk about Adam Sandler off the podcast. All right.
Anyway. Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I thought we were Jim Carrey. I've been...
Yeah,
researching.
We just Jim changed. Carrey. We just changed.
Oh, my bad. I didn't get the memo.
The memo hasn't come through yet.
It isn't.
My assistant is currently sleeping on top of my clean laundry.
Hello, Tox. We love you.
Okay. I'm going to go down a weird path. Are you guys ready to go down this path?
Let's do this.
Okay. So, Doctor Strange, Supreme, in this does not die.
Okay.
Could this be the origin of Mephisto, aka the Doctor Strange that we see in Iron Man 3?
Oh, what?
Iron Man 3.
I'm sorry. Spider-Man 3.
Tessa Thompson, Emmy. Spider-Man 3.
I was thinking about Iron Man 2.
The build-up was good, and then you ruined it.
All right.
Any third movie is Iron Man 3. Just like every...
I'm sorry.
Now, I think a lot of people are speculating that same thing. Is this the Doctor Strange we have in the No Way Home trailer?
Dang it. I thought I was like original.
I think it was everyone's first thought.
I didn't know Emmy won. Emmy, but I also don't watch a lot of those trailer breakdowns. I don't watch a lot of that stuff. So Emmy, you're the first person I've heard say that. So kudos.
A lot of people are saying Mephisto too. Apparently,
I didn't know that.
Like,
was
riding on my coattails. Gotta say.
You even admitted when we did that. You're like, I've watched some breakdowns, by the way.
But they said it like, I don't want to say it, but like, I'm going to say it. Mephisto.
And they were said like, that this show is impactful to the MCU. So.
That's what I was
thinking. A good point. What better way than in Spider-Man 3 or Iron Man 3, as Emmy calls it.
If he's my bad.
But my problem with that.
You gave me such shit for Tessa Thompson.
My problem with that is at the end of this, he was like, please fix it. Please make it better. I regret everything. And then now he's going to jump back into being crazy. I don't know.
Or do you think it pushes him further into the madness?
Yeah, I was going to say he lost his girl again. I mean.
And I love that people are talking about the flip of Multiverse of Madness. He's the bad guy and Wanda is the good guy. Like that would be bad.
Oh, that would be cool as shit. Flipping, I wish they would do that.
Flip it on its head, guys. I would love that.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, sign me up. But I just want to see more Wanda right now. She is probably my favorite character in the MCU right now.
Same.
Just saying.
Same.
So, yeah. So, sorry. I mean, were you still going down a rabbit hole? I apologize.
I'm going to go down.
Keep going.
I'm just going to dig another inch into that rabbit hole.
Yep. It's not the first time.
Because Christine says, this is a nightmare.
Oh, shit, Emmy.
What?
Oh, shit.
I wish y'all could see Emmy. She
looks like she's having a stroke, but it's awesome. But I, holy shit, that is a good
every kick. Time they say that word now, I'm like,
that's that Leonardo DiCaprio gift or picture, like, pointing at the TV.
I'm saying Marvel knows what they're doing, they know what they're doing to me and my mental health, and like, they understand they're doing this on purpose, guys. So at some point, we will see Mephisto and we will see Nightmare, and on that day, I will say. Neener, neener, boo-boo.
Stick my head in doo-doo. Yes. Yeah.
When we see Peter as well.
And Tessa Thompson.
Pietro.
Evan Peters.
Ah, nice. Evan Peters. So, no.
Coral Peters.
I didn't mean for this to happen. The reality closes in on itself. At least that's what the notes I've put. He holds her, and Christine, I'm so sorry. Steven, what did you do? What a horrible thing to say to someone right at the end. Steven, what did you do? Like, she did.
Gotta see her die again.
Yeah, and like, what did you do? Like, that's,
what did you do?
Yeah, exactly. It was literally Tommy Boy. Like, pulls the car door completely off. He's like, what'd you do? Dude, come on now. And Steven, he goes, no, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And one life, one choice, one moment can destroy the entire universe. Credits. And
I know, what a cliffhanger.
Chills, dude.
What do you mean? Everything's gone.
No, I don't know.
Except there was no Strange, resolve. I guess is my point. There was no resolve.
Ah, that's a very good point.
No, the resolve is everybody's gone. Yeah.
Oof,
that's now he's going to be in Spider-Man 3, also known as Iron Man 3.
In this universe, everyone's gone.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Emmy, I need you to have a little more heart. I need you to bring some heart back.
Why?
So, guys, this at the end, I was just shocked when the credits rolled. I was like, oh, shit. And I haven't had that moment with the show. This might be my favorite episode, actually. The more I talk about it.
Told you.
I don't know if it's controversial. Maybe it's controversial. Guys, if you know, tweet us.
I know there's some people already that have said on our Twitter that they didn't.
What?
A great episode for them.
This hit different for me.
That's why I said that earlier.
Wow.
I liked it a lot.
Oh,
I don't think it's my favorite because it was so dark and that's just not my jam, but like a lot.
I'm a tweener. I don't know.
This would be perfect segue into the zombies episode, I will say.
Which we know about zombies, so when is it going to show? I honestly thought that was going to be one of the first four episodes, but if it's one of the climactic, if everything ties together like we might be thinking.
We still got five episodes, baby.
That's crazy to think about. And we've got Shang-Chi tomorrow.
Shang.
I know. I already tried to correct him on that.
Shang. God, I can never say it right. Guys, I suck.
You can't say anything right, Brandon.
Oh, my God. Says Yelena.
Yelena. I think at one
Yelena.
Point.
Yelena.
Yeah, that's it. And it's so funny because he's making so many amazing points in the podcast. He's like, and Yelena, she's just. We suck. We're from Tennessee. Don't come to this podcast for pronunciation.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby.
The fact that you're using that reference also makes you from Tennessee. Yes. You
and she quoted it perfect too. Oh, so you know she's seen it a time or two. Which you're from Tennessee.
That was a great movie.
Oh, there you go. That's all you need to know about us.
Yep, exactly.
All right, guys. Well,
she loves it because she can relate to it so well.
That's a good point. Doctor Strange, man. What an amazing what if episode. What if he lost his heart instead of his hands? Guys.
Oh,
I'm really.
What if he was the Tin Man?
You know what we didn't do?
Oh, Rotten Tomatoes. Oh, Emmy, hey, better late than never. Serve it up.
Better late than never. All right. So critics stayed the same at 93%. Audiences went up 3% to 93%. Mm-hmm. So now they are the same. IMDb stayed the same at a 7.6. And 88% of Google users like this show.
Wow.
I also have some credits names.
What credits names do we have, Emmy?
Listen, okay, I have to read all three of these because I found all three on this episode, and I'm not really sure if every single person like works on every single episode.
Okay.
And so if I don't bring them up, I'm afraid that I'll credit them to an episode that they're not involved in.
All right.
Also, Ryan Minerding has exceeded my expectations and been on every single episode.
So is he Major Ding now, would you call it?
I would say he's a major change.
Nice.
Okay, but that doesn't even count. Okay. So post-production assistant accountant, we've got Sassatorn, Shit Ran a Crow.
No way. Shit Ran a Crow.
Shit Ran a Crow. It's spelled with a C-H, but I feel like that's usually the sh sound. So Shit Ran a Crow. All right. I paused to write down what I think is a fantastic name, and then saw another name and laughed out loud. So I paused to write down Claire Titcomb.
No.
Which, you know, sometimes my hairs, I need a titcomb.
You need a titcomb.
I need a titcomb.
Oh man, that really happened.
Well, thank God you have Manscaped.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Promo and then code our Avengers production at checkout. Do what?
Promo code Avengers at checkout. 20% off.
Hit it twice. Our production manager. I have not actually laughed out loud at a name since Doug Butts.
Oh no! What is this?
You've
hyped it up.
I am. For me, I'm setting this bar high.
For me, my bar's
I'm
high.
I'm here.
All right, Emmy.
All right, our production manager. Everybody, give it up for Harry Butler. Harry Butler.
It's funnier when it falls flat.
It would be better if it was Harry Butts. But Butler has its own definition.
What kind of name is Butts?
Doug Butts. But
you said Butler.
No, I'm just kidding. Oh, I know.
So good.
So Harry Butler. I laughed out loud when I saw that, and I am upset at the fact that you guys did not.
Well,
so
it just kind of reinforces the grade you teach.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you. Middle school.
Yep. Teacher.
I'll leave you on. I think that Dr. Strange, aka Bendelic Flubbercrack, did a fantastic job.
Yes, he did.
As a voice actor.
I agree.
Yes.
And I think they all as a did. Voice actor.
Well, y'all didn't like Rachel McAdams.
No, I
didn't. I didn't like her.
I never said just, that.
I didn't hear her.
That was between you and Emmy.
I remember y'all say you fucking hate her guts. So I don't.
Yeah, if you can find that on the show, please.
It did not happen.
That's his alternate universe he's in right now. So, no, I thought all the voice actors, and I really thought Doctor Strange, wow. Benefliff, Snuffer Butt.
Okay, get it right. It's Beanbag Cunning Scratch.
Yeah, I love that. Sorry. I thought he did.
She wrote these down. She has spent some time.
And I love it. For some reason, it hits my funny bone every time. Emmy, don't stop it, please.
I've got to give credit that the first six that I have that I used were from Keith. He messaged me a while ago and I screenshot it and I was like, I will use this for Multiverse of Madness. I've been collecting them.
One of our listeners also, I don't know who, was it a Mandalorian? I'm not sure, but someone sent a link where it's an automatic generator of his name. Like you literally just hit refresh and it gives a new one every single time. And I was like, this is brilliant.
The best part of this for me was...
I'm an amateur.
Did you use
it? The best part of...
Not that, but I used something similar.
The best part of this for me is that Emmy, when she first did this, was on the episode of Doctor Strange that we did on our retrospective.
Oh, yeah.
And kept a completely solemn demeanor.
Oh, we weren't ready pretended, for it.
Yeah, we weren't ready. She didn't tell us. It was great.
No, I legit, like, I had tears from laughing.
Go back and listen to that. That episode is a fantastic episode, aside from... me tooting my own horn.
I agree. And it was a Mandalorian that gave that to us. In preparation for tomorrow's episode of What If, thought I'd share this hilarity with you. Never fails to make me laugh. And it is a Benedict Cumberbatch name generator. So a Mandalorian. Thank you.
I'll save that too because we're going to see him again.
All right. So I'm going to read one. Billy Bong Copperwire. So yeah, there's right there. So I thought Billy Bong Copperwire did really, really great. And also a Bombadil Crumplehorn was really, really wonderful. So yeah, you just hit refresh every single time. It's wonderful. So thank you for that, Mandalorian. I will start using that as well. So,
and thank you, Keith, for the ones that you sent as well.
Yes, exactly. Blasphemy camouflage was really, really good stuff there. So, all right, guys, that is What If episode 4. Thank you for joining us. How do you say his name? Because I'm going to butcher it. Shang-Chi.
I was going to say carrot stick cover fit.
Shang-Chi is, we are going to be reviewing that. So you will get another episode of the podcast this Sunday. I think Emmy and I are going to try to give our quick thoughts on Thursday evening. Clinton, you're lame. You can't.
Not allowed. They didn't invite me.
That's
so
exactly.
I won't be there.
Get no. We'll tell you when to speak. We didn't tell you to speak.
Sorry.
That's so horrible. No, he's busy out of town for work, but when he does get back in town, actually, you're going to watch it out of town, and then we're going to record our...
All by myself, too.
That sucks, man.
I'm going to go see it by myself, too. I'm not singing a pity song. I'm not having a pity party.
Yeah, she doesn't have a pity dick in her mouth.
Yeah, but lonely suits you well. It doesn't suit me.
Hmm. All right, guys.
I'm also seeing it at the shooting theater.
We might have a podcast. We might have a podcast when we review that movie. So just a heads up. I'm not sure. All right, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you for joining us. Clinton, Emmy, any final words before
words, not thoughts?
Either we already did those.
We already did final.
Yeah. Keep up.
Oh, bitch. I didn't get to have any apparently.
Thank God for that. Clinton, any final
rude.
Any final words before we head on out of here?
Mom was going to be serious too, and I don't know how to approach that now.
Any final serious words, Clinton?
What, Emmy?
Well, you go first. You do your serious, and I'll take us out on a laugh.
It's not going to work now. The mood's not there.
We're a goofy podcast. We got to be serious. Okay, bring it in, guys. Serious times.
No. It's not that big a deal. I just liked overall for this episode, I really liked the theme of like, not only if you went down a different path, which we discussed a little bit, and it, you know, to the extreme, obviously, we're talking dark magic in this.
Yeah.
And it's an animated episode. So, but the like facing yourself and facing your demons. I love that. And I love literature and stories and all that. I'm opposite of Emmy. She's math and facts and things. I'm a big, let me see what I can pull out of this and see what parallels it draws into. Emmy bored with that. She just stuck her tongue out in like a gross way. So, but I love the thought of if you face your demons or if you saw different sides of yourself, or I don't know how to explain it, but I just love the theme of him going against himself in this versus a set villain like we've had in these episodes or in the MCU. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we've seen someone just face themselves in the MCU at this point. Have we?
Not sure.
Face themselves?
No.
Yeah. Like have to fight themselves?
Yeah.
Captain America and Captain America and Avengers Endgame.
But they were both good. It wasn't.
You just said face really. Themselves. I was just
saying. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. So.
Captain Marvel and the whatever that was. Because I feel like she was kind of generating who that was and the omniscience or whatever.
That's yeah, but that's what that person did to everyone. Mm. I don't know. I just like the theme of, you know, facing something that you could have become. I love that. And how every decision made can lead you to a different path. So I love that overarching theme. And I loved seeing this dark version of Doctor Strange. Mm. So I thought it was a very cool episode for that.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff. Amy?
I agree. I think that you made some very good points. But I think my final words are Brody Quest Humperdinck. If you would like to slide into my DMs, I would love to do things with you.